Welcome back to Enlightened Alignment, the podcast, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Motivational Monday's topic of discussion. Before we get started, I wanted to mention Enlightened Alignment has a YouTube channel. When you get some time, head over to YouTube and subscribe. That way you can keep up to date with the motivational videos that I put out Monday through Friday, because those videos go hand in hand with the topics that I talk about here Monday through Friday. Also, Enlightened Alignment has a Facebook group. When you get some time, head over to Facebook and become a member. That way you can keep up to date with the motivational content that I post daily, and you can post positivity into the group as well. So, without further ado, today's topic of discussion is fitting in. I wanted to talk about this subject briefly because many of us have experienced fitting in, whether it's to seek validation or acceptance, or even just help and support from either our friends or family. And at the same time, we need to be ourselves. We need not to seek validation from others just to boost our confidence. A lot of times we find ourselves with friends, and our friends might be accepted into a group, or they might have, like, you know, they might be the popular person within their group. And so them being our friend, we might look up to them and we might want to follow their footsteps, and, you know, that could lead us to doing stuff that lets us fit in. And that's not always a good thing. We need to be who we are. And it's fine to seek approval sometimes, depending on what it is, you know. But it's not okay to have that be all of our life, you know, because that is not who we are. We might just want to be a part of that group. We might just want to do what other people are doing. We might sometimes compare our lives to the lives that other people are living, and that makes us want to fit in. And that does a lot of damage to us when we try to go outside of ourselves because we feel like we're lacking something. We're missing something. We feel like we're not good enough, so we have to fit in. And we need to have the courage to stand on our own. There's great power in standing on our own, walking our truth, living our purpose. You know, the purpose in life is not to fit in. It's for us to fit out, to stand out. And it could be scary, you know, and we sometimes want to fit in because we want someone to be able to relate to. We feel like sometimes that we are alone in the world, or that nobody cares. And, you know, maybe we had a bad relationship. Maybe it ended in a horrible way that left us feeling less than ourselves. And we need to go within and discover parts of ourselves that we have put to the side, maybe to be a people pleaser, or sometimes not even knowingly being a people pleaser, because sometimes we just want to make other people happy, or we just want to do unto others as we would want done to us. And that doesn't always work out. And that leads us again into fitting in. We need to surround ourselves with good people, because validation is something a lot of us seek, but we don't have to seek it. You know, when we are courageous and stand in our truth, stand in our power, people will just gravitate to us. We don't have to fit in. And when they gravitate to us, we still have a choice whether or not we want that in our lives or not. So I'm here to tell you that you don't need any type of approval. Your circle, or even if you don't have a circle of friends, just you being alone is enough. You are enough. You are worthy. Today's message of guidance, we have the judgment card. And it says, let go of your fear of being judged. You are good enough. Wow. It is time to release all that you have kept safely locked away in your heart. Your true essence and potential have been restricted by structure and method long enough. There's no right or wrong way. Just be you. Okay. Thank you, God, Spirit, and this universe for aligning this message with today's topic of discussion, because I never look at these cards and read them before I'm ready to turn them over and read them. So for it to validate everything that I just said about us needing to be courageous and stand on our own, walk our truth, it's all in this card. We are good enough, even though we feel like we aren't, because sometimes we could compare our lives to the lives of other people. We need to just be ourselves, and people can take it or leave it. The last message of guidance is intuition. It says, trust your intuition and know that what seems logical may not necessarily be right. The answer to your question lies inside your heart. Endless possibilities exist for you. Stop trying to work it all out and feel your way through. We are angels will guide you. Trust your feelings. What feels right is right. So whenever you may feel like wanting to fit in or needing the approval or seeking some type of validation, and it can come in a varied amount of different forms. You know, sometimes we might post content online because social media is a big, you know, thing these days in our generation. We might post, you know, ranchy content, or, you know, just content that we know for sure that can gain likes or a couple of shares or comments. And, you know, that's not really displaying who we are. And then we'll attract the wrong people. And then, you know, they'll perceive us to be that person that we've been posting and we aren't. So we don't want to send any mixed messages. We don't want to do things to fit in. We need to know that we are enough. And like I said, if people don't accept us for who we are, then those aren't our people. Our type of people will accept us for who we are and not want us to change. I hope everybody enjoyed these beautiful messages of guidance, as well as today's topic of discussion. When you get some time, head over to YouTube and subscribe to Enlighten Alignment, so that way you can keep up to date with the motivational videos that I put out Monday through Friday, because those videos go hand in hand with the topics that I talk about here Monday through Friday. Also, if you have any topic or song recommendations, you can leave a comment down below one of the videos with some feedback for the video, or you can send an email to enlightenalignment@gmail.com, and I'll take it into consideration when I go to upload my motivational content. Also, Enlighten Alignment has a Facebook group. When you get some time, head over to Facebook and become a member. That way you can keep up to date with the motivational content that I post daily, and you can post positivity into the group as well. Thanks for the likes, comments, shares, subscribes, all the words of encouragement. I appreciate you all being on this journey of Enlightened Alignment with me. We are 2 years down, 3 years in. It's a wonderful blessing to have you all a part of this experience. And I thank you for choosing me to enlighten you all and to put you into alignment to fulfill your life purpose. I have a huge life purpose just like you all. And I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your experience. I will be back tomorrow for Talking Tuesday's topic of discussion. Everybody, have a wonderful night, and thanks for tuning in to Enlightened Alignment, the podcast.